Oh yeah, Earthlings, she's talking to you. Stop your messing around, you better think of your future. Stop messing around with the environment so much. You better think of a future with less energy use, less consumption, less exploitation, and less waste. I wandered up to Hebden Bridge to have a chat with some people who were in the process of launching Transition Town Hebden. I was interested to ask how they thought that this transition was going to happen and how they were actually going to do it. First of all, I spoke to Rachel about how the Transition Town group was tackling these issues.
I'm Rachel from the Transition Town group here in Hebden. This space is it's like an installation about waste culture because, I watched a film called The Story of Stuff, and we've been showing it on here on a loop, and it's all about how stuff in our world is like, resources are taken out of the ground, people are exploited making the things, consumers are exploited wanting the things, and then you get a waste product at the end, which we tend to landfill most of. And we also have a free shop over there, which is people have been bringing things all day today and yesterday.
That's really interesting. Can you just explain what a free shop is to anyone who hasn't heard of it before?
A free shop is the idea that everyone has all this stuff they don't want, and they do want lots of things. So it's just a case of having a place where you can people can give the things they don't want and see something like they want or need and take that home. So that's been really successful. There's been people around it all the time and bringing things down, even at night time.
I was really impressed to see the way that Rachel and the Transition Town Waste Group had organised these responses to the problem of waste. They had an educational space which was centred around a sculpture, so there was an artistic intervention there. They were also playing, as Rachel mentioned, a film called The Story of Stuff, which is well worth a look if you've not already seen it. And also the obvious community intervention of providing a free shop. So I went on to ask Rachel about how this fitted in with her idea of continuity and sustainability and what the theory behind it was.
I was thinking about it in terms of like a cycle or a sort of process, and I think in a lot of our life at the moment is in a linear process. Like that I explained to you about, you know, resources being taken out of the ground, and then the last thing in the process is waste. So I think what the waste group should do is tackle trying to make that into a circle again. So that's how natural systems are, and that's how sustainable systems are. So if we manage to get things from a linear progression from resources being depleted from the ground to waste being then landfilled, if we manage to join the circle and use the waste that we create in our society, so whether it's goods or consumer goods like illustrated by a free shop, or whether it's our human waste that gets put out to the sea, that's actually perfect fertilizer, so that would connect that circle, and or whether it's like composting, you know, you have a lot of food waste from cooking, if you can compost that and put it on the ground, that connects that circle. So it's just I see it in terms of getting away from linear progressions and connecting circles up, and the waste is like the crucial thing in that cycle, so that's why I think it's important.
This all sounded like really good stuff, but I was left wondering whether there may be any groups in society or people who might find adjusting to this new way of thinking difficult or challenging.
I think we're all quite addicted to consuming,
yeah.
Because it's very, it's like deep rooted in our nature. We, you know, even as children, we're made to want things. Like that's why this sculpture's got a lot of toys on it, because it gets you when you're young, this sort of consumer culture, and then you set up for life to always want things, and then you will always buy things and support the capitalist system. So yes, I think I can't remember what I was saying. Where did it start?
About people and, or maybe groups of people.
Oh, yes,
it
yes.
To change the way they live.
So I think it's like a challenge in all of us to sort of tackle our own desires and addictions. Because, I mean, I feel, you know, attracted to things that I want, or, you know, and you don't necessarily need them, you just... So I think that's a challenge. But so I don't know if there's actual groups, but I think it's in all of us. So some people are more aware of it than others. But obviously people who want to carry on and don't want to think about it, I guess that's.
So sounding to me like a lot of what the Transition Towns movement was about was in finding ways of dealing with these sort of addictions we have to consuming stuff and supporting each other to do it. Is that what the Transition Towns movement is all about?
That's right, yeah, and also about not always being, oh, let's not have that, let's cut out that, not sort of going for an austere sort of life, but actually creating an alternative which is attractive, that people will want and desire that instead of the current things we're meant to desire.
So far, so good. We'd learnt a bit by this stage about ways in which consumption could be reduced, but we went on to have a bit of a think about how we could make less damaging the consumption that we do still have to carry on with, like eating stuff, for example. So we had a chat with some people who were running a cafe about what they thought was the most ethical way of eating.
Yep, hi, I'm Tim, that's my friend Martin, and we run the Whistle Stop Cafe in Hebden Bridge. We've been running this cafe for about over a year now, and we do various festivals, markets in the local towns, local events, green events like this, spreading the word of veganism in a very subtle and cute way. You know, veganism, you could say cutting down on the use of animals, manure, all the carbon mix that goes with factory farming. You're using local products, you source the products locally and cook them locally and sell them locally.
My name's Martin, I'm Tim's slave, underpaid, overworked, beaten occasionally. I think Transition Towns is a brilliant idea. It's really kicked off in Hebden, which is fantastic. The idea of the Green Festival is promoting it to as many people as possible. The reason we're into veganism is because it's a more ecological way. It's, as Tim said, it cuts down on factory farming. Also, you look at rainforests, people don't eat meat, trees don't get cut down, you can source things locally. And I'm still underworked, overworked, and underpaid. That's it. Bye.
One of the interesting things about the Transition Town strategy is that it sets out a long-term plan for energy descent, and there are several milestones in that programme, some of which will not be achieved in the lifetime of the people who actually set out the plan. So I thought it would be interesting to have a chat with some of the younger members of the crowd at the Transition Town launch and see how much they knew about what was being planned for their futures. And they seem pretty clued up, actually.
I saw you were all using the computers earlier.
Yeah.
Did you realise they were all recycled?
No, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're made out of, like, rubbish that can be made into something else.
They are totally made
by recycling. Yeah. By, like, recycling bins in your house. Like,
so if you recycle things, then it could be made into other things, like, other things that can be used every day, in everyday life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
you've got to learn how to use.
So what we did with these computers was we got some old ones that were going to be thrown in the bin, and we kind of fixed them up and made them work again. Yeah.
Good. Good. That's good.
So
recycling's always good.
Totally is. Yeah.
I know the environment.
Do they teach you about this stuff in school?
We recycled all our paper and made it into little bricks, and we put it on the fire and burnt it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. Wow. That's great.
And we did this 3Rs thing: reduce, reuse, recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. To the 3Rs.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, it's really good to know that you know this stuff already.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And we're not embarrassed to.
No.
We're not embarrassed to recycle.
Well, you shouldn't be.
We're not ashamed to be looking after our planet.
Have you guys?
Our planet is the thing that matters to us most.
totally is. Have you been over to the free shop and seen what's going on over there?
A free shop?
Do you know what that means?
No. Everything's free?
Well, basically, the idea is that once you've finished with something, you don't need it anymore.
Oh.
You take it over to there or somewhere like there, and you basically give it away.
It could be used to somebody else.
Exactly. And if you need something, then you just go there and you just take it.
Yeah. Like a charity shop, but they're not for free though.
It's like a charity shop, only there's no money.
If it's no use to you anymore, instead of throwing it away, you can bring it to here, and then the other people who might find it useful take it.
That's it.
Brilliant, Ellis.
What's that man representing?
That's to the three R's!
To the three R's!
Three R's, all right.
We
should write the R's on
that. I don't know what the man in the funny hat is representing.
Recycle, reuse,
reduce.
Brilliant. Well, I think you guys should get over to the free shop.
Yeah, I really do.
Do some free shopping.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you
all. All right.
Our future in their hands. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. Anyhow, that concludes this second in a series of three reports from Transition Hebden Radio.